Welcome to the Self-Explained podcast. My name is Katie O'Donohue. I am your host and relationship coach who is here to guide you to rewire your patterns so that you can rewire your relationships and life. So, a quick disclaimer before we begin. If you are in an abusive or domestic violent relationship, I strongly suggest that you seek support from a trained professional and that you read the disclaimer on katieodonohue.com, because this episode is not intended to support those who are currently in an abusive or domestic violent relationship or those who are going through a period of crisis for that matter. So that said, please see the crisis support lines in the show notes below. If you believe that you are currently in a relationship that is putting your safety or well-being at risk. So that said, this episode is born off the back of a discussion that I had with one of my close friends recently, who I absolutely adore. But she came to visit me a little while back. And one of the things that she said to me when we were having a pretty deep conversation, like most women do, we were reflecting back on how far we both have come since we were 18, 19 years of age. So we go way back. I'm just turned 30 for a bit of context there. But one of the things that she said in this conversation was that it was so nice to see you in a relationship where you're happy and fully being yourself, because this is the you that I've always known. And it really struck a chord with me, because she's witnessed me over the years in different styles of relationships. And one thing that I said in response to her was that through doing the work on myself, I realized that I didn't have the most loving relationship with myself, and that being in several toxic relationships amplified that unloving relationship with myself even more, to the point where, looking back, being in any kind of a toxic relationship with a friend, with a family member, with a romantic partner, was so psychologically draining and damaging that I hated myself in that style of a relationship. And so sometimes the only way to truly ensure lasting change or transformation in the relationship that you have with yourself is to set the ultimate boundary with people that you know are not lifting you up, that are not taking ownership over their own behaviors, or that are just enabling you to feel so depleted and negative for the most part every time that you step away from engaging with them. And the ultimate boundary that I'm talking about here is to cut them out, right? And you cut them out so that you can find alignment, so that you can sort out your own shit, because you're going to have your own shit to sort out, so that you can pour your full attention into your healing journey, and so that you can start to feel increasingly good without having to deal with someone else's negative or unloving behavior toward you. So that said, I'm here to say that if you feel like the way you see yourself starts to change or become progressively worse in any way, then it's highly likely you've got a relationship in your life that is toxic, that is not adding value to your experiences, that is enabling you to see yourself in a negative way or in a worse way than you already were seeing yourself, that is mirroring the way you see yourself in the toxic relationship that you have with yourself first, that is enabling you to live a generally low vibe life. And it could be a relationship with a parent, with a sibling, with a friend, with a colleague, with a cousin, with a boss, with a neighbor, or a romantic partner. But someone in your circle is probably not helping you to feel good about yourself. So pay attention as we move along this podcast episode, for the things that you might want to become more mindful of and consider what is the best choice for you with this new awareness or knowledge, because you are the only person who can decide what choice is best for you in any of your relationships. Now, for the purpose of this episode, I'm going to be focusing in on romantic relationships, but you can apply most of what I talk about to other styles of relationships too. And just to give you a bit of information before I continue and to get you up to speed, especially if you're new to this whole idea of the way that you see yourself, because I am aware that it is in the name of this episode, but probably one of the most important things that you could ever consider understanding or learning about is your self-image. And in psychology, what this refers to is the mental blueprint or mental picture that you have of yourself. And you may not be conscious of this. I wasn't conscious of this previously, but it exists. And all this means is, you know, the type of person that you believe yourself to be. So it's like, this is who I am, or this is the sort of person that I am, or this is the sort of woman that I am, or if you're a man listening to this, this is the sort of man that I am. So it's this kind of who I am kind of thing, if that makes sense. And this self-image is built from all your beliefs that have been unconsciously formed from your past experiences, from your successes, your failures, your embarrassing moments, your proud moments, through the relationships that you have with other people, through the way other people respond or react to you in certain situations or not even. And it is especially shaped by your early childhood experiences. So from all of this, you have mentally created a self, or an image of a self that's you. And once an idea or belief goes into this mental picture, as far as you are concerned, it's true. And you never really question its validity or how true it is until you start doing the work on yourself. And up until you do the work on yourself, you'll proceed to act on those beliefs as if they were true. So all of your actions, your feelings, and your behaviors will be consistent with the self-image. So what you believed at 5, 7, or 10 will still be your truth at 20, 30, 40, 50, or whatever age you are. And it will be influencing all of the decisions you make and the feelings that you have until you explore your experiences and become conscious of your beliefs and choose to challenge them, to change them, or to let them go. Now, I won't say too much more in this element of the episode, but I do hope that makes sense. But if you are into learning about your beliefs and self-image, I'm doing another shameless sell. I have a new masterclass called Relationships. And in it, we're going to be covering things like becoming conscious of your relationship beliefs that keep you stuck in unhelpful patterns. And we're also going to be taking a look at some of the biggest relationship myths. So these myths keep you stuck in self-sabotage or cause you to form relationships that just don't generally feel good. I'll also be giving you some tangible tips to start building boundaries in your love life, including how to overcome boundary gridlock and how to deal with difficult responses to your boundaries. And a lot more, like I say. So if this is something that you are interested in, I will leave a link in the show notes below. But do be quick, because there is only a certain amount of tickets. And once they are gone, they're gone. That's it. So please don't DM me or drop me an email, because you have enough time now to get your ticket and to make sure that you can make the class. So let's go back to the episode. My shameless sell is done. But as I reflect, oops, thought I was going to knock the camera there. As I reflect on my life to date, where the times that I thought and felt particularly negative towards myself, you know, they were the times when I was not taking care of myself, first of all. And they were also the times when I was choosing to let people into my life that were not what I would call safe people to be around. And I'm using the term safe versus unsafe people because it's much easier to pinpoint when you're feeling safe versus not feeling safe over knowing when something or someone is toxic or not toxic to you. So if I'm to put into my own words and combine it with the research that is out there, these are some of the most important things in my experience and in what I see in my line of work to remember when it comes to identifying what an unsafe person is like. So it's someone who holds unreasonable or unrealistic expectations in a relationship. It's someone who uses guilt tripping and shame to sway your decision making or to get you to do the things that you may not want to do. It's someone who criticizes and rejects you. And that is sometimes because it's an attempt to mold you into a version of you that they want you to be. It's someone who stonewalls you or intentionally avoids difficult conversations where they may have to acknowledge their own responsibilities in a given situation. So they bypass 100% of their responsibilities for their side of the relationship. It's also someone who is dishonest with you, whether that's by telling white lies, by pathologically lying to you, or by simply omitting information from you in the hopes that you won't find out. It's someone who gaslights you. And that's sometimes because your version of reality or your truth or perception of a situation doesn't fit their narrative or version of events. So they gaslight you as a way of keeping control and as a way of sending a message to you that your reality is crazy, wrong, or simply just invalid. It's someone who has a generally negative view of the world where they predominantly complain, criticize, gossip, or dampen other people's spirits with defeatist comments or actions. It's someone who is apathetic, so they don't care about the relationship with you or investing into it to better it or to protect the relationship that you have with each other from further harm or wounding. And it's someone who is quick to anger, right? They are not in control of their anger. They might direct it at you. Or it's someone who switches between being incredibly nice one day to maybe aggressive or moody with you the next. So it kind of seems like, you know, maybe there is two versions of them. So on that note, it might even feel like a little bit like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde going on in the relationship that you have with an unsafe person. So this can actually leave you walking on eggshells because you don't know if they're going to be nice to you or mean to you from one day to the next, which is this whole idealization and devaluation cycle that goes on in a toxic relationship, which often causes you to feel confused on how to feel about them. But also it can leave you feeling confused about yourself and on your feelings about the relationship. So you can become confused because you'll have this one side of a person who makes you laugh, who respects you, who makes you feel maybe amazing one day and loved, who might even love bomb you a little bit. And then the next day, they're criticizing you, they're shaming you, they're maybe not speaking with you or making you feel small and insecure. And it's this kind of personality switch that can be triggered by, you know, them having a bad day at work or maybe a bad match performance, or maybe by them not having enough sleep, maybe by them having too much to drink, too much to smoke, maybe they're dabbling in drugs, or it might just be generally poor lifestyle choices that they're making, or just maybe a bad mood. So as a result of them being inconsistent with you and in how they're showing up and in how they present themselves to you, you find it hard to understand your feelings for this person. And you might feel confused because one day you love them and you may desperately want them to love you back, which is what can keep you hooked, especially if, like the old me, you don't know how to make yourself feel loved by yourself first. But then, you know, you might switch from loving them one day to not loving them the next. Or you might feel excited and really happy around them one day, and then you might feel terrified and anxious or fearful around them the next. So it's very much like you are also switching between things, right? So you're switching between your feelings. You're on high alert. You might even be like hyper vigilant because you feel like you have to watch what you say or what you do in case it affects how they behave towards you. And this can all be amplified if you have any unresolved fear of abandonment, of conflict, of rejection, or if you have low self-worth or low self-love. So let's reflect on this for a bit. How does this style of relationship or type of person contaminate how you see yourself? If you stay around this person long enough, you might start to think, is it me? Or you might start to think, or is it them making me believe that it's me? And so you slowly start to question yourself, to question your lovability, your worth, and your perception. And your beliefs about yourself start to change because the experiences you are having in this toxic dynamic are contaminating your self-image. And for people who start to think increasingly negative about themselves, they typically start to treat themselves poorly too, right? Because like I said a while ago, your actions will always be in alignment with your beliefs, whether you realize that or not. And if, like me, you start off with a generally negative relationship with yourself, and then you have all of these experiences that are giving you feedback on how to feel about yourself, which, by the way, is negative, it's a recipe for disaster. So really pay attention to how you're feeling and thinking about yourself in your relationships. Are your relationships, or are you feeling predominantly positive, negative, or confused in your relationships? In any kind of a relationship, you've got to bring it back to you, right? You are the common denominator to all of your relationships. And if you want change, it has to start with you. You've got to start accepting responsibility for your side and for co-creating the reality that you're in. Now, that doesn't mean to start blaming, shaming, or criticizing yourself for how things are. And it doesn't mean that you accept responsibility for how someone else has chosen to behave toward you. That's their responsibility. What I'm getting at here is that you accept that you have chosen to be in whatever relationship it is maybe not always the case with family, I will say that, or siblings. But now you also have a choice, right? You get to accept that you can get yourself out of any relationship that doesn't make you feel good. You are not a victim. You are the creator of your own story, of your own reality, and you are simply choosing to create a new reality, a new relationship, a new life for yourself. Now, circling back to this element of confusion that comes of being in a toxic relationship, I'm going to put a truth bomb in here with all of this. As much as their personality seems split into two, so kind of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, that kind of archetype, super nice one day and then completely different person the next. Remember I said a while ago this was like a mirror and you're flipping or switching between two feelings? Really think about where in your life this is coming from, because it comes from somewhere. Right? This is a norm for you, right? So I'm not saying you have two personalities. I do want to clarify that, but people are mirrors to you, right? And you can always learn something about yourself through other people. So think about, you know, they're flipping between two versions of themselves. You're flipping between two feelings. This type of person, you know, this is a norm for you. It's enabling you to show up in a way that is a norm for you in your relationships for quite some time. There's probably several other patterns there as well, which I'm not going to go into. But for the purpose of this episode, I'm going to hone in on this one pattern that may or may not resonate with some of you. But this pattern that I'm going to go into, it goes back to your childhood predominantly. Think earlier experiences, think relationship with your primary caregivers. That's where your attachment starts. That's what shapes the way that you show up in your romantic relationships or in any kind of a relationship that you have. There's obviously way beyond your family home as well, but predominantly the relationship that you had with your primary caregivers, and predominantly is the most important word in that sentence. So I realized on my own journey that because I had grown up with divided feelings for both of my parents, so feeling love for them one day and then feeling fear for them the next, and then feeling safe one day and then anxious the next. So all of this kind of to-ing and fro-ing, high-low cycles of feelings or opposites even, I grew up with this unresolved inner conflict about how I felt toward either of my primary caregivers for a very long time. Because one day there was a lot of love and happy times, and the next time there was a lot of dark times and abuse, right? And because of this pattern that I created in my mind and this way of relating or attaching to someone or sense of normality or familiarity in a relationship, I grew up and I attracted partners into my life where I felt confused on whether I loved them or not, on whether I felt safe with them or completely terrified. And so I found myself in relationships or sticking around in relationships for a little bit too long because of this pattern and because of several other patterns that were incredibly unhelpful and that I wasn't even aware of until I started my own inward journey. So to me now, looking back on all of this, it makes sense why I had certain relationships in my life, because they validated certain beliefs I had about myself, about relationships, or about love. But the minute that I woke up and the minute that I decided to move out of a victim mindset, because I did have a victim mindset at one point, and I started to clean up the relationship that I had with myself, so I started focusing on myself, it then became glaringly obvious to me what relationships were actually contaminating the way that I saw myself. So outside of taking a look at what type of a person or a relationship isn't the most loving for you, I'm going to wrap up this episode by giving you some tips to bring it back to you, right? Bring it back to you so you can empower yourself to break free from pretty much any unhelpful dynamic that you find yourself in. And this was definitely one way of how I broke free from toxic dynamics for good, because I started to connect with my feelings. I started to show myself love. I started to trust my judgment of situations. I started to trust my perception of reality. And I decided that how I was feeling in some relationships did not feel fucking good. So one question I'm going to start with, and let's call this tip number one, because I realized that, you know, these are some of the things that I probably should be sharing with people and not keeping to myself. But the question I want to give you, tip number one, like I say, is to really ask yourself if you want to be in a relationship with someone where you feel confused on who they are or on how you feel around them. So I said no to that question, and that no became a catalyst for change for me, because if the answer is no for you, then you have a pretty obvious choice to make moving forward, which brings me on to tip number two. And when I started my own journey, this is also something that I did. So when you are feeling triggered, when you are feeling negative or confused about something, write down what is after happening in your eyes. And try and stick to the facts, keep track of events, and see if you can make any connections to your childhood, because what you see as normal in this present relationship, you learn to see as normal in your childhood from somewhere or someone. And it's not always to do with your parents or within the family home, but keep track of how you are feeling about yourself too, and try to pinpoint what you believe is causing you to think or to feel worse about who you are, right? Your sense of self is what I'm getting at here. And then consider some boundaries you might need to set to protect yourself, and start with your own mind and feelings, and then move into the boundaries that you need to set with other people. So that tip two was a bit long. Tip number three, right? If you are feeling confused on your feelings, what are the facts about your partner? Make a list of who they are and stick to the facts to keep you in the present. So maybe ask yourself, you know, is your partner generally someone who is caring, empathetic, validating, reliable, and trustworthy as a person? Or are they aggressive, lazy, selfish, impulsive, mysterious, apathetic, or invalidating? And you've got to look at traits and represent your partner in a factual way. And then, like, take a look at that and consider if the traits that you have listed show that your partner respects your needs and feelings, especially your need for safety and trust in a relationship. And you've also got to ask yourself, does your partner show through their actions and who they are that they value you and value the relationship that they have with you? And you've got to ask yourself, do you believe the person on the sheet of paper in front of you is actually capable of creating an emotionally safe and loving relationship with you as they are right now in the present? And really think about the reality of this person and of your relationship with them right now, because you cannot change them. You only have control over yourself and over your response to them. Tip number four, if in doubt, and this might sound cheesy, if in doubt, it's time to talk it out. It is cheesy. Go to therapy. and address any unresolved issues, there is so much freedom and empowerment that can come from speaking with a trained professional in the area that you are currently struggling with. Tell them about how you are feeling in the relationship you believe is toxic or unsafe so that they can actually support you. Because if you don't tell them, they cannot fully support you. So they can also help you to kind of balance your view, your perception of yourself, of the relationship. And, you know, they can only do that, like I say, if you open up to them. So tell them everything that is coming up for you so you feel less alone in your experience and so you know that you have someone who is unbiased, who has skills and strategies, and someone that you can just lean on for support and someone who can validate what you're going through. So that's all of my tips for you. That's the end of my show notes. We got through the episode. There was a couple of bumps along the way, kicking the camera. But hopefully the episode comes out okay. I'm going to say thank you for tuning in as always, and I will catch you on the next episode.